السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and welcome back to Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that you all had a wonderful Eid break and that you had a great time with your family and friends. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off. So inshallah, starting from Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 35 and ayah number 36. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. And then inshallah, we will continue with the topic of sifat, which we were covering in the previous class. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start reciting from ayah number 35.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فبعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 35 to ayah number 36, inshallah. And for the theory part of our class, inshallah, we are continuing the topic of sifat. So sifat, as we learned, means the characteristic of a letter. It is the state of the letter while it is being pronounced from its makhraj. So this is basically the personality of the letter. So we learned that every single letter in the Arabic alphabet has its own unique personality. And the purpose of sifat is to differentiate one letter from the other, also to beautify the sound of the letter. And we learned that there are two different types of sifat. There is sifat with opposites, and then there are sifat without opposites. So sifat with opposites, these are the ones that we've been covering in the previous classes. So these are the ones that have either one or the other. So these are the two options. Either you're going to have one sifat, and if you do not have that sifat, you're going to have the opposite of that sifat. So let's see an example. Inshallah, we have covered all of these in the previous class, so this should be a little familiar to you. So the first one that we did was hams, and the opposite was jahr. So hams means breath flow. So this means that a letter will either have breath flow or it will not have breath flow. So either it is going to have hams, and if it does not have hams, then it is going to have jahr. So this is what the sifat with opposites mean, meaning that it's going to have either one, and if it does not have that one, then it's going to have the opposite one. So the first one that we did was hams and jahr. Both of these have to do with breath flow. So this is how much air or breath is flowing after you have closed the makhraj of a letter. And then the second one that we did is rikhawa, tawassut, and shidda. This one is in a spectrum of sorts. So you can start from one end, and then there's something in the middle, and then you have at the opposite end. So this one all has to do with sound flow. So in rikhawa, there is a lot of sound flow. In the middle, we have tawassut, meaning that there is moderate sound flow. And then shidda is at the end, meaning that there is no sound flow. So this is the second one. Isti'ala is the third one. Isti'ala means heaviness. Istifal means light. This one, inshallah, also should be very familiar. We have been covering this a lot. So isti'ala, meaning a letter is either heavy, and if the letter is not heavy, then automatically it has to be light. So these are the two, isti'ala and istifal. And then the last one that we did was itbaq and infitah. Itbaq meaning extra heavy, infitah meaning that it is not extra heavy. So let's look at the letters. For Hams, we have فَحَثَّهُ شَخْصٌ سَكَتْ. These are the letters of Hams. All of the remaining letters that are not part of فَحَثَّهُ شَخْصٌ سَكَتْ are going to be from جَهَر. Then for Shidda, for the sound flow, we have أَجِدْ قَتِنْ بَكَتْ. These are the letters that do not have any sound flow at all. And then we have the توسط letters لِنْ عُمَر. These are the ones that have medium sound flow. And then finally, we have رِخَاوَة, which is a lot of sound flow. And these are going to be the remaining letters. Then for استعالة or heaviness, we have خصة ضغط كذ. These are the heavy letters. And then for استفال, all of the remaining letters are going to be light. For إطباق, we have صاد, ضاد, طاء, and ضاء. These are the only four letters that have إطباق that are extra heavy. All the rest of the letters are going to have انفتاح. They are not going to be extra heavy. So these are the letters that have opposites. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the next topic, which is صفات without opposites. So what this means is that these letters are either going to have the صفات or they are not going to have the صفات. So there is no other option here. There is no either this or that. Either it has it or it doesn't. These are the only two options. So the first one that we're going to cover, inshallah, this should be very familiar to you. We have covered this before when we were doing the makhraj. And this is going to be the sifat of ghunna. Now ghunna means nasalization. It means any sound that is going to come from the nose or from the khayshum. So anytime a sound comes from the nose, it is going to have the sifat of ghunna. It is going to have the characteristic of coming from the nose. And what are the two letters that come from the nose? We have already covered this when we were doing makhraj, the two letters from the khayshum, which are the letters meem and noon. So these two letters naturally come from the nose. You are going to hear a lot of ghunna, you're going to hear a lot of nasalization, and that is because these both letters have nasalization or khayshum. So inshallah, I hope this is familiar to you all. Meem and noon, these two letters have ghunna. Now the next one that we are going to cover is lean. What does lean mean? Inshallah, this should also be familiar to you all. We have covered this as well. Lean basically means ease in sound. It means gentleness. So inshallah, this is also something that we have covered before when we were doing maddalin. So what is maddalin? Maddalin is basically when you have a fatha followed by waw with a sukun or ya with a sukun. So what is this? It is fatha followed by ya with a sukun or waw with a sukun. So you're going to have the sound aw, ay. So for example, in the word awqadu, aw, this is going to be lean. I hear that there is that fatha. After that, there is waw with a sukun. Aw, ay, may, lay. So all of these have the sound of lean. It is easing into that sound. You hear that it's a very gentle type of sound. So this is what lean is. And this is similar to what we covered when we did maddalin. So this is the exact same. The letters of maddalin have the quality of lean. They have the quality of having that gentleness or ease in the sound. So the letters for this are waw lean and ya lean. So again, it is not always waw and ya. Waw and ya do not always have a lean. They only have lean when there is a lean med. So keep this in mind, inshallah. And then we also have safir. So what is safir? Safir is the characteristic of having a whistling sound. So what is it? It is safir. So safir means a letter that has a whistling sound. If we see the examples, it becomes very clear what this means. So what are the letters of safir? The letters of safir are three. We have seen, sod, and zay. And all three of these come from the exact same makhraj. We are going to be engaging the teeth and the tongue. So we have seen, zay, and sod. So these are the three letters. Naturally, when you say these letters, you are going to hear a little bit of that whistling sound. So when I say the letter seen, for example, s, s. So I hear the whistling. And why do we have that whistling? Because there is air escaping from the gap in between our teeth. So naturally, because we do have that gap between the teeth, naturally, because air is going to flow throughout this gap, we are going to naturally hear a little bit of that whistling sound. So seen, sod, and zay, all of them have the same makhraj. All of them do have that whistling sound. So So for all of these, you do hear that naturally it does have that sound. So what is this slifat? This is the slifat of safir. So inshallah for today, we're only going to cover these. We have Ghunna, Leen, and Safir. Inshallah, in the next one, we'll cover a few more of these sifat. Now inshallah, let's move on to the analysis of the verses, inshallah, starting from ayah number 35. So we're just going to start from the beginning of this ayah. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. So here, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, Noon here is going to have the sifat of Ghunna. It is also going to have the sifat of Tawassut, meaning that you're going to rest on it for just a little bit, allow that sound to flow, and then also naturally the sound of the noon does go up into the nose, so do make sure that you are engaging the nose a little bit. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, and then Kha here is going to be heavy. Mim is going to have Tawassut. Mim is also a letter of Ghunna. شِقَاقَ, Qaf, both of these Qaf are going to be permanently heavy. They are part of They have the quality or the sifat of isti'ala. Bainihima faba'athu, ba is going to have qalqala. Qalqala is also a sifat. The letters of the sifat are kutubjad. Inshallah, we will cover this in the next class. Hakaman min ahlihi wa hakaman min ahliha. So something to be cautious of in this specific sentence is the letter ha. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ha is going to be from the lower throat. So just make sure you are switching the makhraj. Hakaman min ahlihi. Ha, ha. So there is that difference when you switch from the lower to middle throat. Hakaman min ahlihi wa hakaman min ahliha. And then here, this is going to be a four-count med. Iyurida, ra here is going to be light. Da is going to be a four-count med. Ilslahan, sad is going to be heavy. Yuwaffiqillah, qaf is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa dakhtun qidh. Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. Yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma. And then here, if you are continuing, you can make this a four count med. If you are stopping, it is only going to be two counts. Baynahuma. So only for two counts if you stop here like I did. Inna Allaha, Allah here is going to be heavy. Kana aliman khabira. So aliman ayn is from the throat. And then kha is going to be permanently heavy. It is part of khussa dakhlun qidh. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a two count med. Wa'budullaha, ayn is going to have tawassut. Wa'budullaha, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Wala tushriku bihi shay'a. So tushriku, just rest on the sheen for a little bit. It has rikhawa, the sound is going to flow. Shay'a, this is going to be a two count med. This is maddil iwad. If you are not stopping, you can continue without the med. Shay'an wa bil walidaini. But because I'm stopping, I'm just going to say shay'a. And then here, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, ha is going to be from the throat. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى, qaf is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. So just be careful of all the two count med. Make sure that they are not becoming any shorter or longer than two counts. وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِي, ra here is going to be light. ذِي الْقُرْبَى, qaf is heavy. Ra in this case is light. وَالْجَارِي, ra here again is going to be light. الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ, صَاد is going to be heavy. And then here it is also going to have the quality of سَفِير, meaning it's going to have a little bit of that whistling sound naturally. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَبِنِ السَّبِيلِ, ba is going to have قَلْقَلَة, it is part of كُتُبْ جَد. وَبِنِ السَّبِيلِ, so seen here is also going to have سَفِير. Naturally it's going to have a little bit of that whistling sound. Now reminder that we don't want to add too much of that whistling. Don't spend too much time on the scene, just a little bit, and this is going to occur naturally, so you don't have to do it too much on your own. وَبِنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ, ta is going to have hams, meaning that there's going to be a little bit of airflow on the sukun. أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and then أَيْ, ya here is going to have sukun. The letter before is fatha. So what type of med is this? This is going to be medleen. This is also the sifat of leen as well. So we're just going to have a little bit of that ease, gentleness of the sound. أَيْمَانُكُمْ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا, خَا is going to be heavy. And then here, فَخُورَ, خَا is going to be heavy. And then رَا here is also going to be heavy. And then we end here on مَدِّ الْعِوَدِ. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 35 and ayah number 36. So inshallah, we do have a little bit of time, so we're just going to do a little bit more of the sifat without opposites. So far what we have covered is Ghunna, Leen, and Safir. Inshallah, the next one that we're going to cover is Takrir. Okay, so what is takrir? Some people also say takrar. So takrir is basically a repetitive sound. And there is only one letter that has takrir or takrar. And you can tell even by the name of the sifat what letter this is. So takrir, the sifat with takrir is going to be the letter ra. So ra, if you notice, has a little bit of a repetitive sound. So when you say the letter ra, there is going to be a little bit of a trilling sound. Ra'a. So you hear that naturally the tongue is vibrating just a little bit in the mouth. There is a little bit of that repetition inside of that sound. So this is what takrir is, okay? It's that repetitive sound of the letter ra. Now, something that is very important to note, takrir is not going to be an excessive amount of trilling. So this is something that a lot of people have trouble with, is that in Arabic, there is not a lot of trilling to the R sound. So you might hear this in Spanish, for example. There is a lot of repetition. There is a lot of trilling to the letters. So we're not going to be doing it too much. So we're not going to say too much of a repetition, only just a little bit naturally that occurs with the letter ra. So make sure that you're not rolling the tongue too much, that you're not making too much of a repetitive sound. So don't roll the tongue. So now this is rolling too much. Make sure it's just a little bit. It's very subtle and it does come naturally, so you don't have to do it too much. And naturally you are going to feel a little bit of vibration inside of the tongue. You are going to feel that there is that repetitive sound that comes with the letter ra naturally. So again, make sure you're not doing it too much. Don't roll it too much and don't have too much of a trilling sound. Just have a moderate amount of sound. And again, most of this does come naturally. Now the next one, inshallah, that we're going to cover is tafashi. So this one as well, you can kind of guess which letter has tafashi by the name of the sifat. So tafashi basically means to spread the sound within the mouth. This is what tafashi means, to spread out the sound. And the letter of tafashi, as you can see a little bit within that name, is the letter sheen. So tafashi, the letter sheen, does have a little bit of that spreading of the sound throughout the mouth. Sha. So you're going to see a lot of that mouth is engaged, that air is kind of spreading throughout the mouth, and this is spreading the sound throughout the mouth as well. Sha. So when you say the letter sheen, you're just going to have a little bit of that spreading sound. Allow a little bit of that air to escape. Allow a little bit of that slight whistling sound to escape. This is the feshi. Sha. Shi. Shu. Ash. So you hear that has kind of like that sound of water, of like a waterfall. So this is the feshi. This is the spreading of the sound in the letter sheen. Now, inshallah, we're going to move on to the next one, which is istitala. So what is istitala? Istitala means lengthening. So again, this is similar to tafashi, where you have that spreading sound where a lot of the mouth is being used. Istitala as well is going to have a lot of that mouth or the tongue being used. So this is istitala, or the lengthening. So that sound is kind of being lengthened throughout the mouth because you are using the backsides of the tongue and then the front of the tongue as well. So this is what istitala is. It is just the lengthening of the tongue or the lengthening of the sound. And for that, we have the letter dad. So dad is for the letter of istitala. Da, li. Lu. So you do hear a lot of that mouth is being used, the back is being used, the front is being used. So it's kind of like the sound is being lengthened within the mouth. And this is what istitala means, just kind of that heaviness, the lengthening of the mouth. The sound is kind of starting from the back and then moving to the front. So this is what istitala is. And then inshallah, the last one, this is something that we have already covered before many times. So inshallah, hopefully it is familiar. And this is the letter of qalqala, or the sifat, sorry, of qalqala. So what is qalqala? Qalqala means that when any of these five letters have a sukun, the sound is just going to bounce a little bit on these letters. So we have qalqala, we have the letters of qutub, jad, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So anytime we have these letters with a sukun, we're just going to bounce on them just a little bit. And we have already learned the reason for this as well when we were doing the sifat of jahr. We were doing also the sifat of shidda. So for both of these, the sound and the air have completely stopped when we have these letters with a sukun. So what does this mean? This means that if we are saying these letters with a sukun, we are not able to hear these letters at all. Al, al, ab. The makhraj is completely closing. None of that sound is escaping. So what we have to do in order to make that sound audible is to give it more of that sound. So we're going to add a little bit of a bounce, and this is going to give more of that, audibility of the sound. Aqo, atto, ab, aj. So now you can clearly tell which letter is which. Otherwise, if you do not add qalqala because of the slifat of shidda, because the sound is completely stopped, you're not going to be able to tell which letter it is that you're saying. So because of that, we're just going to be using qalqala, adding a little bit of that bounce. Inshallah, in the next class, we will cover a little bit more about qalqala and go over a quick review of these that we've done today. But inshallah, for now, we will just end here. So jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.